From Brisbane Airport, the latest from podnews.net. Commercial music is coming to podcasts, according to a pre-announcement. Sound Exchange and Podcast Music are set to announce a service to provide a new solution for the rapidly growing podcast industry to secure music with fully integrated global licenses. The service is set to launch next year. The press release says that participation in this service by publishers, labels and other rights owners is on a voluntary basis. The announcement will be made on Thursday at Podcast Movement. Libsyn, Triton Digital and Podtrack are now IAB certified. Podtrack is due to post a detailed article on its website this morning with more detail of their certification. The BBC have announced that they'll remove their live radio streams from TuneIn for listeners within the UK, citing a lack of listener data. However, podcasts will remain on the platform. They've also announced further enhancements to their BBC Sounds app, adding more new categories and support for Chromecast. They removed their podcasts from Google Podcasts in March. UK radio broadcaster Bauer has decided to withdraw from DAX, preferring to sell its audio advertising itself through a relaunched service called Bauer InStream. The company claims it's a brand safety issue. DAX is operated by its main UK competitor, Global. Is YouTube really the number one destination for podcasts? We link to a sneak preview today in our episode notes and our newsletter from the Canadian podcast listener, with more information from the hundreds of people they surveyed who said just that. Art19's targeted podcast marketplace now includes more than 200 shows, the company has announced. The New York Post is launching a celebrity news podcast called Sources Say. It'll be represented by Saleshouse Cabana. And EditPoint is a new iPhone app that may help podcasters give notes to their audio editors. It allows you to make timestamp notes to send to others and has a 14-day free trial. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.